Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lamar Jackson now 1-5 all time against the Kansas City Chiefs, starting off the NFL season last night. The reigning Super Bowl champs hold off the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. To kick off week one of the NFL's regular season. Taylor Swift in the building. How about that? Who'd have thunk it?
You know,
how did they keep that under wraps?
Yeah, wow.
Well, to be honest, I was shocked. I was sitting there watching the game with my wife.
We're not watching football anymore. They're putting her on the screen.
And I was like, you know what? It's actually kind of crazy. This is the first I've heard of her all season. There was no lead up talking about it. Like, they made an active choice to not talk about it.
Did you know that, yeah, there was actually big lead up. I don't know. We didn't talk about this yesterday. I had this tucked away in my notes. Did you see the breakup plan?
No.
TMZ had to squash a report that Travis Kelce had a breakup plan. His PR team did.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a breakup plan with he and T Swift and how they were going to handle it. And his PR team's like, what are you talking about? That was the big story yesterday. Taylor Swift.
Did you get this one from your niece?
No. TMZ.
Oh, okay.
TMZ.
I thought you might have like clued you in on it.
No, the breakup plan. And they were like, no. No, the Swifties are like, who would have a breakup plan with Taylor Swift? That's just stupid. Yeah. Nobody would ever do that. They've bought into the true love now. You know?
I mean, I think if you are dating the most famous person on the planet, you do have a backup plan for how that breakup goes. Because otherwise,
a PR team definitely does.
Yes.
On because, how they handle that messaging.
Because otherwise, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I love that they still are like, it's amazing how Travis Kelce was nothing before he started dating Taylor Swift, and all of a sudden he became one of the best players in the NFL, and the Chiefs won a Super Bowl that year. That's crazy. It's like, wait a minute. He was the best tight end in football prior to dating Taylor Swift, and he's already won a couple of Super Bowls before they started dating, guys.
Yeah. Just some random guy.
Are. Google's not that hard.
Well, last night we had three shows put on the field. Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes putting on a show, respectively. And then the ref show to start that game. Good golly, Miss Molly.
All the illegal formations?
Yeah, Johnny Cornelius is sitting there like, see, guys? He got two of them in that Oregon game, but that was it's a point of emphasis by the NFL to nip it in the bud before it gets egregious as it was last year. But I thought last night, especially the second one, where the tackle was even with the guard. Actually, he was in front of the right or left guard. He was in front of him.
Yeah, there's,
and they called it illegal formation because they were claiming his helmet didn't break the waist of the center. Which, if you're going to call it close, how about you do it with the Kansas City Chiefs? Yeah. Because that's why there's a point of emphasis this year.
Juwan Taylor is the guy who last year basically went viral because not only was he basically lining up in the backfield, he was starting his kick a full beat before the ball was snapped regularly. And it wasn't even one of those things where you had to slow it down. You were like, good God, man. Yeah. Like, and for the Chiefs, like, this isn't even sour grapes. This isn't, does it change the game? Yes, no, maybe not. I don't care. But this is like putting an emphasis on a rule in the NBA for flopping and then not saying a word to James Harden or Dylan Brooks. It's like, no. That guy, him in particular, screw that guy.
Yeah.
That's who you made the rule because of that dude.
Yep.
Call it on him. Because there was at least three different instances where it was like, where he just, let alone lined up in the backfield, and then he get the early kickstart. And it was like, come on, man. Either make it a point of emphasis and throw the bleeping flag on the Chiefs, or shut up about it.
There were a lot of penalties in that game. I think both of them, I think the Ravens had 7 penalties for 64 yards. The Chiefs had 6 for 45. A ton of penalties in that game.
It was ugly.
It felt like they were far more punitive against the Ravens, though, in kind of situationally and when the penalties were thrown.
Yeah.
That roughing the passer against Patrick Mahomes was absolutely ridiculous.
That was all the Chiefs fans like, he gets hit more. And it's like, no, that was an egregious call.
That was insane.
Yeah.
And
that's protecting the shield. That's all that was.
But that is one where you go, when you talk about the punitive penalties that cost the Ravens, that was a situation where you're looking at 3rd down and 20 and it's now 1st and 10. Like, that changes a game right there. And that was the ref show. Both teams had flags that were egregious. We know. It just seemed like at the end of the day, the Ravens were on the worst end of it. But that's not what dictated that game.
No.
Because I looked at that in Lamar Jackson put on a show with his legs, and he was running wild like we didn't see in that AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. We saw the throws that he didn't make, though, are the ones that really stuck out to me.
The one in the end zone.
We are talking about the end of that game and football being the ultimate game of inches. And Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone making it an incredible effort, an incredible grab, and then thinking that, oh my gosh, you know, Baltimore, they have a chance to win this game because John Harbaugh was going for two. Mm-hmm. He was going for two on that.
And he had me puckering up last night too because I took the Chiefs -3.
If he is not like a size 11D shoe,
yeah,
we're sitting there and we're looking at this game completely different. But it was the two passes prior for Lamar Jackson that really stuck out.
The drift and fall to the middle of the field.
The missing Zay Flowers, as anytime you see hand up, right? And Zay Flowers gave him the fist as he's running across the end zone, like, hey, I'm here. Lamar Jackson, for whatever reason, thought he was going to sit down instead of running to more green grass there. Right, you give a fist up on the outside. If a receiver does that, it's, hey, I'm converting, I'm going on this thing. Mm-hmm. Usually the fist up means I'm going to keep running through. It is show numbers, sit down. And Zay Flowers didn't show numbers. He put his hand up, and that's why he kept running. And if Lamar Jackson, as he's rolling to his right, just keeps throwing to his right,
where there's 6 yards
of space, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown. Instead, he throws it wildly behind. And that play cost the Baltimore Ravens. The previous play, where Likely in the back corner of the end zone, he ends up like landing on his shoulder. I thought he was hurt. Yeah. Like, that was a tough fall. That's a throw Lamar Jackson needs to be able to make. He had a his tight end was open in the back of the back corner of the end zone. That is a throw you rep 1,000 times every offseason. And he overthrew it, overshot his target, and Isaiah Likely unable to bring that one in. Lamar Jackson had a good game.
A great game. I mean, you run for a 122, throw for 273, and you don't turn the ball over.
But those two throws set up the throw that was a difficult throw to Likely in the back of the end zone where his toes just on line. He KD'd himself against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It really was. And it, look, we can talk about Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. Isaiah Likely was a bleeping monster.
He was.
That, what's funny is Lamar's worst throw of the night might have been the Likely touchdown. He underthrew him so much because of the pressure.
There Likely were a couple had, of underthrows, yeah.
And he had to come back so far that it created a ton of space. And that separation allowed him to absolutely annihilate. I've never seen a guy that big break somebody off that ferociously that many times in that small of a space.
It was an interesting game in that we saw Mark Andrews and his anticipated return after a gruesome leg injury. Mm-hmm. And was largely a non-factor in that game.
Meanwhile, Likely was cooking.
Derrick Henry was largely a non-factor
in that
game.
Were you surprised they didn't hand the ball more? Just to wear things down? Because it wasn't like he was unsuccessful. I think his rush success rate, I think it was something like 60%.
He only averaged 3.5 yards a carry and didn't pop any of them.
But I mean, isn't that what Derrick Henry does, though? Is you get to 20-plus carries and then you get... You get the one that breaks, the two that breaks.
Flow of the game, though, I mean, Kansas City's linebackers were... there's a reason why Lamar Jackson had 122 yards rushing, right? He was scrambling and tucking the ball and running, but also they were made a conscious effort to take away Derrick Henry. And
are you surprised they didn't spy Lamar more? Because he was gone so often.
No, I wasn't all that surprised because of the fact that you now have competent targets in Baltimore. Right? Like, you have to respect Zay Flowers. You have to respect Isaiah Likely. We saw that Rashad Bateman can get loose on you. And the aggressive style that Steve Spagnuolo plays, man, I wasn't that surprised. That's kind of how they're gonna defend teams, and it was working.
Three
quarters, you gave up 10 points.
Yeah, I mean, Spags was bringing DB blitzes from the wide side of the field, which...
As he does.
I get that you do that, but doing that against Lamar Jackson is certainly something. You know, that's... Because that does present... Because that I believe that's what happened on the one he broke for 50 yards that came back for that stupid holding call. The call wasn't bad. It was a stupid holding. There was no reason to grab and pull him there. Lamar's gone. But... if I remember right, that was on a wide side blitz, and then that whole side of the field had been vacated, and Lamar took off for 53.
A lot of times, it is you're guessing.
Yeah,
I mean, as a defensive coordinator, when you got an athlete as skilled as Lamar Jackson playing quarterback, you're guessing, and you're trying to take away where his strength is when he runs, where he likes to escape the pocket, and that's where you dial up your pressure to, and you say, all right, sometimes one of the best athletes in the world is going to be one of the best athletes in the world. I thought Lamar running 16 times, a little bit surprising, mm-hmm. right?
Especially considering we talked about this the other day. He talked about getting lighter and losing weight a month ago and how he was going to avoid this. He did a pretty good job of not getting hit he took off, but he did take a few where you went, ugh.
He took a lot of hits early. Patrick Mahomes took a lot of hits in that game. Mahomes took a lot of hits in that game, and I thought the most, like one of the softest ones was the one that was a roughing the passer call.
Yeah. Does Lamar look smaller to you? Because to me, he looked smaller to me. Mm. Like he just looked lean, like leaner, even more spindly than before.
Yeah, I never thought he was like spindly. He's bigger than what we think he is.
Oh, sure, but that's big. It's the comparison in the NFL. But he also looked even faster.
He is a fast dude.
He hit that gear, and he has that. It's not quite Mike Vick. I think it's more Randy Moss, where he eats up strides.
Yeah,
and he just kind of glides away from guys, and you're like, oh god, he's moving. Yeah. Remember, he's never run a 40.
Never.
Yeah, he said he's never been timed in a 40. Because I would be willing to bet at his fastest, he's a 4.2 guy.
Yeah,
like he's that fast. When you see him in the open field, it's terrifying.
Lamar Jackson, we talk about the two plays that he didn't make prior to the touchdown that was not. Even though, do you hear Lamar Jackson after the game? This was his comment about the Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone.
I thought it was a touchdown, but I still think it's a touchdown.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Lamar also 12 targets for Isaiah. Just what goes in that connection, and how did you kind of see him, aside from the last play, really pay off your faith in him?
Well, man, he was just open. And you know, I seen, I don't want to get it wrong, but it looked like 32 and 20 was like turning to like pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can like make a play on it. Just so I don't throw it like a line job, they hit him in the face mask and they turn around and pick the ball. So I gave him a ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch, and I believe it was 2 feet in.
There was not 2 feet in. His toe was squarely on the line.
Yeah.
And I thought Patrick Mahomes summed it up very nicely.
He's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
It's not wrong.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
It's tough.
Can't see the line. Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Wouldn't be the Christmas season if the stars were any hotter than they are.
But all in all, great game last night.
It was a phenomenal
game. Great way to start the season. I saw some few people online saying that this game's boring, and I'm just sitting there going, what game are you watching?
Yeah.
You're watching playmakers everywhere?
Yeah.
Guys getting broke off. There was a one cut from, who's the just was it Justice Hill? No. No, it was Hill, on the little dump out play to the flat where Lamar underthrew him. And he caught the ball hands underneath it. You know, on the turf kind of deal, and he made a guy miss so bad I thought it was Madden.
Oh, Isaiah Likely on his touchdown run too, putting the brakes on, going.
Oh yeah, he hit the Lamar Jackson, just threw it on him. But there was playmakers abound offensively and defensively. Roquan Smith was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens miss Patrick Queen.
Yeah, they do. I thought they played well enough to win.
I do too.
They played well enough to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.